Episode 10 of I Beg Your Pardon. Alex isn't here today.
He's asleep.
I don't know what he's doing. But we have a special guest, Mr. AJ Bray.
Hey, gang.
What's good, bro?
Chilling, bro.
How's California, dog?
It's good weather.
How the women in California?
Ooh, it's a lot of beloveds. A lot of beautiful beloveds.
Beloveds?
Yep.
Let's talk about beloved versus bitches, because we talk about bitches on this podcast.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? What's a beloved compared to it? Because beloved, there's a difference.
Beloved is like a high class bitch. That's not just a regular bitch. Like you got your regular bitches and then you got your beloveds. That's like a whole different level. Yeah. That's the ones I'll be trying to take out on dates and things like that.
Yeah. Wifey material.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily wifey,
somebody
but
have tacos and like,
yeah.
So you want to be like, with it, both.
Yeah, let's go to El Charro, beloved. Yeah, you know, something like that.
I don't mind thinking about before 7 o'clock.
Exactly. Like we could be in public. Like you could post me on the snap once.
Yeah. Once.
Just once. You can't do it more than that, but one time's fine.
Yo, you gotta watch out for those girls that you put on Snapchat. Like, there's girls that were running away from Snapchat. You
true.
You check, you wanna post it?
True.
Like, this bitch is bad, so I'm gonna post it on my Snapchat.
True.
And she be like, no.
Sure. That means.
That's how you know she slept with the homies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That means she smashed all the homies. Yeah. She don't wanna get that text. She don't want that WYD text.
Mm-hmm. Shooting your shot, bro.
Shoot your shot.
What do you do? Shoot your shot. What's your go-to?
Ooh. It depends. I normally slide in DMs. I start off with a meme. I just see if she got a sense of humor. If she got a sense of humor, it's perfect.
I start with a meme.
I'll be like, there's like one meme where like there's a bunch of memes where like dudes like have guns and then like in the barrel it says something like, I hope you're hydrated or something like that. And so I hit them with something like that. I see how they react. You know what I'm saying? Cause like it gives them the best of both worlds. Like they got a pistol pointed at them for one. So I got to see if they could survive that. And then they also, but you also balancing it out. So that's how I normally
like those
do
pistol
it.
Ones are like, you know, come when you get home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yup. That's my favorite ones. That's how I start them off.
That's my shit. Chapin, how you shooting your shot these days, bro?
You know, I really don't shoot my shot anymore. Ooh. They come to me.
Ooh, so, can't relate. Teach me.
Can't relate. You know what I'm saying? Just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? You talk to them in Spanish, they're like,
"Ay, Dios mío."
That's all you gotta say sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. Have you called a girl beloved before?
No.
You should.
Maybe in Spanish.
Beloved though?
Gierda.
Ooh. No, I just call
him. Hey, Jingo Johnson's here too. He said he don't want to talk, but I think he's talking.
Yeah, I'm talking a little bit.
Jingo Johnson.
I'm in the back trolling.
Latino women, dog.
The best.
My favorite.
We're not talking about it. This might be the whole damn podcast right here, bro.
I like Latinas.
Latinas versus everybody.
True.
Yeah. Like that? Start everybody on the bus. You don't care?
I don't give a fuck.
They hold it down.
Feel free to chime in.
Everybody?
Yeah, you say everybody?
Is that where you're going? Everybody?
Hey, man.
What about the white Nubian queens?
They're pretty cool. hey, you got some Nubian Latinas.
True. So, Dominican. Cardi B.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Latinas versus everybody.
True. They hold it down.
I'm gonna hold it down for my Nubian queens. You
ooh,
know what I'm
you got to.
I feel like black women give you everything.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What I'm gonna just say.
Shout out Michelle Obama.
Shout out Beyonce.
Shout out
to
the
Nubian
queens.
Shout out Oprah. Yeah,
Oprah.
Shout out to the gods. You know what I mean? You gotta start there.
Yeah.
I shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Lil Shorty, down at the convenience store.
Ooh, 7-Eleven?
7-Eleven.
Yep, I already know.
I shout out at Shorty. I shout out at Shorty always at the strip club, but you know she trying to pay for college.
Shout out to the bartenders.
I shout out to the bartenders. Yep. I shout out to the lawyers.
Shout out to the strippers.
Whoever. Yeah. I feel like our Nubian queens, I mean, they hold it down. So I wouldn't say everybody. That's all I'm saying.
I like white Nubian queens. I mean, the white women hold you down. They'll hold a black man down for sure.
Yeah,
I think like they just scared, so they'll hold you down. But you gotta get it how you get it.
I'm going to hold him down.
I think he's gonna sign a record deal or something. So
I've never dated a white woman.
You say you never have?
I never have.
I've never dated a white woman either.
I have dated several white women.
Why? I never have.
Just wanted to try it. I like vanilla ice cream.
Hey. Correlates.
I've been with the Asian women.
I've never like Asian women. They cook really well. They cook a lot.
There's a lot of Asians in California.
Yeah, so it's a lot of Asian, but it's different though. Like, true, but like the thing about like Asian women in California is like they real Asian women. Like they probably can't speak English.
Yeah, they like Koreatown.
But they like super Asian. Like you go up to them and like.
Is there better than English? Like the shit they be like.
Yeah.
I
be trying to talk to him, but it don't be working.
Oh, you want sushi, bro?
Yeah. Kimchi? Kimchi?
So you're saying something to me, I could handle a black girl.
I mean, it's a lot. I can't.
You like him?
I don't think so. Black girls don't like me. I argue with them.
No, I like black girls, but light skin. Light skin black girls don't fuck with me.
Light skin's ruined my life.
If,
so.
If we go with attitude, though, I feel like Latinas got way worse.
I think so too.
They do. Yeah, that's my favorite part.
But you know what? That shit crazy though. You know, it's cool until they get real crazy.
That's a Heineken bottle you just hit on my head.
Exactly. Those situations where you're like, damn, you lit,
but you
too lit.
Like, man, you just got a dick
slapping
one time.
Oh, man. My dick not big enough for all that. That's it, bro.
That's all you gotta do, man. Calm some down. You know?
The fan was on. I tried to dick slap. I was like,
I don't have a third leg.
Yeah, that fan, I'm gonna hit
you. I love Latinas, though.
I do too.
They're tough to listen. They're fine.
And I'm from San Antonio.
I feel like most women that I look for nowadays has been like Latina women.
Yeah.
Especially in San Antonio.
Yeah.
It's the only ones that shoot my shot.
They all be in the same spot. So it's
I be outsourcing. I don't even mess with the San Antonio ones all the time. You gotta outsource.
You gotta I think California women are beautiful.
They are.
I've been to Cali once. And they're all like.
True. They'll cheat on you though.
Absolutely.
You know,
she's like, I'm
gonna get with their friend afterwards.
True.
You've been there a whole 2 months. I've been cheating on.
Yeah, I've been cheating on several times. But, hey, it's still going.
It's a way of life out there.
So, what you jumping today? What's up? What you want to talk about today, dog?
I don't know, man. I really have nothing much to say. I just love Latinas.
Same.
Because Latinas, they have their friends, you know what I'm saying? But for real, their lifestyle really is like a fucking novella. Like, I'm being dead serious because like they'll have some fine ass friends that are Latinas as well.
True.
Her friend will like you, and then the moment you find out your Latina girlfriend cheated on you, you go with their friend right away.
True.
Yeah. And then they start the beef. So
what do you mean than that? Like?
Is it like a store or like?
It's Cantina. Phantom room.
Bottom bracket, or
you know what I'm saying?
That is a lot of drama, though.
Latina,
for sure.
I feel like girls are drama.
My baby mama's
Latina.
True.
Same. Everywhere.
My baby mama's Latina. Yeah. Your baby mama, for real?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She's my twins.
She ain't had the baby yet, but she my baby mama, though.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Right,
yeah. She not even pregnant, but.
Oh!
Still my baby
congrats.
Mama.
Congrats. Without there, there's no responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just wait for that child support.
Like, you're my baby. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Like, you're my baby mama, but I ain't.
But yeah.
We don't have to have no babies yet. Just putting you on layaway, you know what I'm saying? It's coming.
How does strip club to California? Have you been yet?
I haven't been yet, but my favorite stripper works at one in California. Shout out Vixen. pulling up. Red Side Gentlemen's Club, I'll be there.
He was licking his lips when he said that shit.
Yeah, for real. Put me in my shit. She put me in shambles, bro.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
She said, don't come through if you don't have a bag. So I don't have a bag yet. So I just been stacking up. I come in with a Gucci bag, you know what I'm saying? Come in with a Gucci durag, call it a day.
Strictly from San Antonio, you like those?
Ooh. I don't know about that one. Hey, shout out to Coco though. That's my favorite San Antonio stripper. She hold it down. But
I fell out with a stripper named Jules.
Ooh, yes, Jules.
I used to know one named Emerald.
What strip clubs you
want? Emerald.
I've been to Rick's and the Paradise.
Rick's Cabaret. Oh, yeah,
all the
Ratchets.
I remember all of them once.
I've been there
for
my Four Locos and shit.
I never been to a strip club, but I met strippers.
It's all that matters.
Strip clubs, strip
clubs. Strip clubs overrated or underrated?
Depends, but
overrated.
I don't think so.
Completely overrated.
I say underrated. I say overrated here.
Yeah.
But like, if you in Magic City, that's a different story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Houston, yeah, V-Live. And they changed the name, but whatever it is.
Some Latinas out there too.
True. True.
No, I think
it's like, as far as like a nightlife thing, like so many people focus on going out and drinking and partying. Like if you go to a strip club, you get all that, and then it's a good place. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like,
that's true.
To me, it's like underrated. It's something to do at night. Like,
that's true.
It's cheap. Some of them are like no cover. You just walk in, you just chill if you want to drink water at night. Get that Burberry. Get that Burberry.
Spend like $20 small booty. Ones. Good for the night.
Yeah, I bought $8 tonight, girl.
That's the thing, I don't like spending so much money though. You gotta spend money. That's the thing. Once you get in there, you're not gonna get no attention if you're not spending money.
Exactly.
Even if there's no cover, you have to spend some.
Hey, that's fine. That's why Archer steak's like $2 or something like that. They have like
I don't trust strip club food.
True.
I wouldn't trust
them. No, they
have
good chicken wings and strip club.
It depends. It depends on where
I was in there like this, just dancing.
I was drunk.
One chicken wing. Getting a lap dance, eat chicken.
I stripper a plate, like, here you go.
Fuck yeah. Bet you want a wing? Yeah. Fuck that pussy for a wing.
You put in your
what flavor, beloved?
I called a girl beloved for a minute. This girl started calling me that, and I
don't. Ooh,
I
don't like it. Yeah, my baby mama does that. She does the same thing. Like, it's normally when I'm tripping though. Like when like I say something she don't like, she'll be like, "Why would you do that, beloved?" And I'll be like, "Damn."
It was a term. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Did you just flip the script on me like that?
And I'm confused. Who's beloved? Who's not?
Who am I? What is this?
Yeah, I
got
to call that shit
all the time. If you had sex with a stripper,
you've been
in a stripper before?
Yes.
Wow.
Legend.
Wow.
A true legend.
Homegirl
was a stripper? Really?
I'm not going
to
say I haven't, so.
I don't really smash the strippers.
I feel like we all have.
I go to the bartenders, you know what I'm saying?
And I stop. Because
that's like pre-stripper, the bartenders.
Yeah.
So I try to get them before they, you know, got the clout. They never forget about me. Bartenders, door girls, like the door girls is good, right. Like maids, you know what I'm saying? Like even cleaning crew, like anybody but the strippers.
Man, they're not all around. Any woman with a thigh tattoo that's going through some shit, I'm gonna fuck her first.
True. What's that? True.
Low key, the only stripper I did fuck was not a stripper at the time.
Oh, ooh.
Damn.
She turned into one.
So
well,
strippers have thigh tats.
So,
it's normally a rose.
Yeah,
like a gym catcher. Or
oh,
yeah. Although I have it right here on their side.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. But it was lit. I ain't gonna say it wasn't lit. And plus, I danced with some strippers. They can dance their ass off.
Absolutely.
And that translates.
Once they do that leg kick, it's over.
That translates.
That
bro.
Leg
that
kick.
That translates in the bedroom. So I think strippers are underrated. Strip clubs overrated.
Okay,
I
agree.
Yeah, I said it.
I like strippers outside of the strip club.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
real.
Not paying them.
And they always got
money
on them. But I
paid. Not outside.
Yeah, not outside. You don't have to.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not torn out.
Like, what if you, like, not, I would not pay on accident. Like,
hey, and they take care of you. They always got money on them.
True.
They feed you.
They hustlers, bro. That's why I love them. They hustlers.
I love it.
Need an oil change? Your stripper got you.
Baby, I'll trade this dick in some cash right now.
That's not prostitute special.
I mess with them too though. Hey, shout out to the escorts though. Y'all hold it down. Shout out to the escorts for real. Webcam models, all of them.
I never been an escort before.
So what?
Hey,
amen.
Okay. I have.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Craigslist is calling, man.
Craigslist, beloved.
Backpage.com, beloved.
Yes. I told you about this.
Nah.
I'm getting to that point. I'm kind of in a drought right now, so I'm getting to that point.
Hey, but hey, hey,
I'm gonna pick that phone
up. But it was someone I knew. It was someone I knew. Mm. It was my ex's friend, and she didn't know that her friend was an escort.
What?
My thing is though, like,
hey, and I fucked your friend.
Damn.
Swallowed her now. Wow.
I don't think escorts are a bad thing, cause like you gonna have to pay for it one way or the other.
Yeah.
It's just escorts is straight cash, but if it's not cash, you gonna either have to pay in food, you gonna have to pay in gas, you gonna have to pay in clothes, something.
I'm starting talking about Bitcoin, too.
Bitcoin, yeah.
Start talking about.
Bro, do you take Bitcoin, beloved?
Yeah. I always try to invest in that when it came out, bro.
Are
the hoes on?
Nah, that group message.
Nah, yeah, but they're gonna be.
There's a few on here already.
I have some Bitcoin. So
there's a few thotties on Bitcoin, I'm not gonna lie.
Interesting.
But I'm not gonna do
I'll show you on that Bitcoin.
I ain't get on
Bitcoin. I had a homie too, like, get on this. Nah,
I'm still skeptical.
I thought somebody was scamming me, that's why I didn't do it last year.
When it came out, it was like 30 cents per Bitcoin. Now it's $9,000 per Bitcoin.
Nah, it's like $2,000 right now.
Oh shit, it went up again.
It goes
what
up and
down.
But how do you cash it out?
It's
like stocks, kind of.
It's basically like a universal dollar. Yeah. For like the whole entire world.
Hope that shit crashes.
Cryptocurrency.
Wow. Nah, I would
that shit crashes. Y'all, that's all y'all's.
Get on it now. But if you wait till next year, it's over. This is like the last chance, I say, to really.
But they're doing other stuff now too. They got like Litecoin, Bitcoin, Chuckcoin.
Yeah, all
like,
of those.
All them, do everything.
My Litecoin is doing good, beloved.
My Litecoin. My Litecoin account.
So if you just got cash on you, you go outside or what?
I mean, you can just like, so you put like $100 on that. The stock was at like $1,000 last month.
Yeah.
It's at $13,000 now. You made $40.
So my $100 is going to translate to like.
You made $50 right there, doing nothing.
Damn,
doing nothing. But you can't pull that out?
You can. Yeah. You just transfer it and then tax it. So it's like 10% by then.
Still
a lot of
money though.
You just hold on to it for like 2 years.
Interesting.
It takes patience. I don't have patience.
Like,
right,
it's not like.
Yeah, I don't
it's
have
not
patience.
Overnight.
Like,
it's
like,
not
like.
Blowing
money, like, doing stupid shit.
Better than strip club.
You spend like $100 on some Bitcoin rather than fucking strip club shit.
I spend them on
strip
the strippers any day.
Buy your own damn strip club.
That's what I'm trying to do. Open up a strip club.
Bitcoin strip club?
I want to do a dispensary strip club.
You heard of it first.
I'm going to do a dispensary strip club.
Like,
if they
ask
you,
girl, you want to dance on
it?
That would be live. That would be super live.
But hey, speaking of virtual bitches, how do you feel about these robot strippers?
I mess with it. I mess with it.
There's robots.
I like it.
I mess with it. I don't mind.
There's
like,
strippers?
There's robots.
I saw one twerking.
That arch be crazy though on them robots, bro.
No, I got a little
chub.
I seen that picture on Twitter.
Yeah, that like, arch. I was like, oh, man.
I
had to say that picture. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
had to put it in the spank bank.
Wow.
Spank bank.
There's robot strippers.
There's robots that are taking everybody's job. And there's like. They got this arch in their back and they're throwing
it. Yeah, they be throwing it back for real.
They got robot Cardi B's, dude.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I think I was in Japan.
Just got, yeah, them Japanese. I'm telling you, Asians hold it down. That's why you got to date an Asian girl.
We try to fuck a robot.
Would I?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I would.
Why would you do that?
Why not?
How
can
you do that?
What's the worst thing that could happen?
I'm not trusting a robot with my dick.
She obviously not going to tell nobody.
But they got to do
with
the robot. I didn't think of that.
They got to throw. No, she didn't catch feelings. Nobody knows. Oh, he got a point.
She catch feelings.
And then she got robot feelings and hoser.
It's like that movie, Smart House.
Exactly.
When the Smart House went crazy on him.
Exactly. So, I don't know, man.
I want the smoke. I want all the smoke.
Yeah.
They could do it. They gotta put one of them like fake asses you get at the sex shops.
Pocket pussy. It ain't
worth it.
Like on a Blue Mountain State.
It's just not worth it.
Yeah, dog. Oh yeah, she's pregnant.
Yep.
They even got the canals for that.
She fine.
She fine too.
She bad.
Yeah,
I beat the brakes off that little robot.
Crazy.
I hope you could program it to say what you want.
I would do that. I wouldn't talk to her like she disrespecting you, like, I think we got a wires cross, baby.
We just have a short. We need
an update. Had to cut our time short, baby. Turn her off.
She gonna wake up in your sleep and it's over. That could be a movie. A dude start dating a little robot stripper and then she go crazy on him.
That's like a Cat Williams movie right
there. That's the future though.
Some Terrence
Howard, man. You going crazy on me right now, Mike. Come on, man. You got to shut down, Mike. Come on, man. I love you, but I don't love you, Mike.
Premium Snapchats.
I love them.
Really?
Wow. I support them.
Are you praying?
I don't pay for them, but I manage a few girls that have premium snaps. And I help them. Yeah. There's a couple girls, and like, I don't know. I just feel like girls shouldn't post news for free if they're gonna post them.
Sure.
And so I hit them up. I'll be like, let's make some money. You sell a premium Snapchat for $20, and you give me $5 every cut. That's how I do it.
Nice. Mm.
I would just be like, I'm supposed to do it myself.
It's low key, like, it's pimping.
No, it's managing. It's managing. Yeah. It's not pimping. Right, I'm a manager. The feds are watching. I'm an official manager. There's paperwork in the. Yep. I have a roster of clients.
Yeah,
and I'm a manager.
Not clients, not hoes.
But yeah, I like premium snaps. If I was a girl, I would have a premium snap. Like, it's the easiest way to make money. Because girls take pictures of themselves naked for free every day. And if there's guys in the world who would pay for it, why not make them?
Bucks on bucks.
I'll do a
premium
snap.
Some of them got monthly fees, bro. I know some girls that have monthly fees, so dudes are paying like $30 a month just for like to watch their story and jack off. And like, you can't even jack off, right, bro? It's 10 seconds. You're gonna have to like tap and everything like that. That messes my game up. I'm not for
it. You hold on to it?
Yeah, like, phone dies in the middle of it.
You know what I'm saying? Snapchat battery will kill the fuck out of
you. Exactly.
It couldn't be me, but I know it happens. It couldn't be me.
It happens, definitely.
I hate seeing that shit. Like, following my premium snap or like, cash out me to see. I know, man, but no, that's just, you just seeing so many women that are doing that nowadays.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, no, I
support all of them.
Yeah,
I support the hustle. I'm also like,
but think about it, it's even better than being like a stripper.
Exactly. Because
strippers got to go to the club. You got to deal with creeps.
That's a person.
Yeah, but like,
I'm older. I think
we're on the same age. I mean, strip club.
How old is it?
I'm just, I don't know.
I like strip clubs, but sometimes like it's just about convenience.
Yeah,
I'm
about still girls, though.
I'm a house man. I'm introverted. I like to stay at home. You know what I'm saying?
That's 27. Well, how old are you?
How old are you, bro?
22. I'll be 23 in like 2 weeks.
Damn.
Like, day after Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
Strip club.
Who?
24? 24. I'm old as fuck.
Your man crush Monday 27.
Every time I say that, I think about you every time.
He's 27. All those tweets are about you, bro.
All of them now.
All of them are about
I'll
you.
I'll just spoke
anymore. They're just like, they don't have a computer no more. Like, fuck this
shit, we close. We gonna be 27 just like that.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
that's prime. I think
I
think
you can wait.
The women are prime at 27 for sure. That's like the prime age. Yeah. Like between 27 and 33 is like prime for women.
Yeah.
That's when they in their bag. Mm-hmm. They like fully developed. Like they got a hopefully got a real job.
Usually,
you know what I'm saying? If they don't have one, they making money somehow.
Somehow. We don't know.
Exactly. I don't know how. Probably a premium Snapchat.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, webcam model. Shout out all the webcam models.
Yeah. Oh, every girl is just like selling some type of.
Got to, I would too. I wish I could.
If I was a girl, I would do the same.
I would be selling everything,
say,
bro.
Yeah.
I'd be a stripper, webcam model, everything.
I mean,
porn
like,
star.
Same face I got right now with the chin hairs and everything.
I'm trying to apply for porn. I'm trying to be a porn
star.
You should.
Same. I mean, I'm verified on Pornhub, so if you want to upload any videos, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
I'm on the smoke, bro.
Nice.
What about that porn star that died? Who's that one?
August Ames. Shout out August Ames. Rest in peace. Let's have a moment of silence for her.
She passed away?
She passed away. She killed herself. People was going ham on the TL about her. Like, because she said something. I don't know. Don't quote me. But she said something basically about, like gay porn stars and she wouldn't do something like that or something along those lines mm-hmm. that was problematic or transgenders or something yeah. and so people just went ham on her on Twitter and then she yeah. killed herself. Yup.
That's retarded, man. You gotta all the comments she probably got on her videos and shit, like all the disrespect she probably already had.
That's what I'm saying. She's probably already depressed and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like you can't watch a dead porn star's videos.
Yeah, that seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
Even though like, at the same time, you could show respect, but you know.
I saw some guy on Twitter who was like, "I'm gonna do the 21 nuts thing." I said, "Wow."
I think it depends. Well, I think it depends. I wouldn't jack off to a porn star that killed herself. Yeah, if she died in like a car crash, yeah. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it happens. Take your brother
yeah, like, yeah, but if it's suicide, I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to do that to you.
Yeah, nah, I feel you.
That's wild. Yeah, dude.
That's terrible. I didn't know that. I never watched all the same videos. Oh.
Watch them
all. I've never seen
that.
Yes. Well, I don't know who that is.
Bro. Latino, what? Latino,
I don't know.
Wow.
Latinos over everyone.
My favorite one, I like Carly Gray. Wow. Abella Danger, Danny
Maya
Daniels,
Ramon,
who's
Maya Bajal. Song.
I don't know her.
Asa
Akira, she holds it down all the time.
Gina Valentina,
Gina Valentina.
She follows me. I met her before. I was talking to this one porn star. She was on Bang Bros or whatever. She was like on the header.
Shout out Bang Bros.
A little bro.
That's great.
I swear.
You talking to her?
I promise.
You gotta find them when they're like the very first.
They first seen.
Bella Anderson.
Yeah, yes. She fi.
Boy, the OG.
She fi.
She's the OG.
Sarah J. OG. Brandy Love. OG.
It's all about amateur.
Lisa Ann. OG.
It's all about amateur.
I can't do Lisa Ann videos.
What?
That's too much.
I love it.
I like me and my Cole with the only white girl.
Me and my Cole.
She's fine. Can't she don't speak English well. It's great. Only white girl I fell in love with is Trish Stratus.
Wow. Trish Stratus?
Who's my first white love.
Yeah, I'll give it. Stacey Keebler.
Stacey Keebler. Yeah.
Hillary Duff, I fall in love.
Hillary Duff, Hayden Panettiere, white Nubian queens. Those are all white Nubian queens.
Boy Meets World, Topanga.
Topanga. Is she white?
I don't know.
She's mixed. Yeah, she got a little everything in her.
Nah, my
she
probably a little Latina. Tyler.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Mila Kunis.
Ooh.
Yeah, she smokes cigarettes, though.
That's fine. You finish with her, she smokes her cigarette,
you
then you good.
I need a little shorty on gas. I can't do the cigarettes.
True. That's unattractive. You see a girl smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, like roll up a joint, beloved.
How are we doing
then? I don't think it's that bad, but it is.
Really? It's not that bad.
It's not now until y'all are 40 and she looks 80.
Right. I know some people who
I'm there to wife. I fall in love with all these women.
We're wifing these hoes in 2002.
Yeah, I'm wifing them all.
We're respecting all women now.
We wifing them up.
No, I think that we gotta stop.
Stop wifing them up?
No, I think we gotta stop coming for the compliments and shit. 2018.
Why you say that?
Maybe not all of them.
Not all of them.
We gotta put them in their place again.
But them girls that already have
all fucked up.
They already know they bad. Even the average ones.
My thing is, though, you know, I used to think like that, but I feel like that only works if every guy was on the same page.
Yeah.
So if we stop complimenting them, it don't mean nothing for them because they still gonna get 20 more.
Right.
And so you gotta be the best complimenter out there.
Yeah.
You gotta stand out.
That's where beloved comes in.
Most girls have not been called beloved before, so they gonna like, this nigga read Shakespeare or something? Like what?
Are you an intellectual?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you could say that. I have a few poems on SoundCloud. Really, you know what I'm saying?
Goddamn.
God, I love it.
Shout out to the queens.
The queens out there. So you don't think we should stop? You gotta keep doing
wife them all up.
Wife them all up?
No,
boost them all.
No,
boost them
no,
all. You gotta
no,
boost
no.
them
you can't
all.
Boost them all up.
I boost them all. Every one of them.
You can boost them, you can't wife them.
No, because when you're too nice, man, they take advantage of that and then they cheat on
you. But you're not too nice because you're boosting all of them.
This shit was bad person.
She think you only boosted her.
That shit was mad person.
I mean, last time I boosted somebody, it worked out well.
It's not personal. It's just from what I've seen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You got to get cheated on every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? What you going to write songs about if you don't get cheated
That's
on?
That's true. It's part of life.
You know, it humbles you.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Getting curved.
I love getting curved every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while.
You hit the drop, like, you get curved, like, back to back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep shooting, beloved.
One of them will land.
Yeah, don't stop. Keep shooting.
One of them will fall.
Exactly. And then eventually, you'll be like, damn. I can't believe I was getting curved by these hoes.
That's what I'm
saying. 10 DMs a day keeps the curves away.
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Some curves, one of us, it don't matter.
I'm in there.
The best thing is when she curves you and then later she uncurves you.
Oh, yeah.
That's always the best.
And if you just stay patient, then do you?
Yeah, patience is very persistence.
Persistent, but not too patient. Well, a month tops.
A month tops.
Yeah, yeah.
I always get my three shots. I'm gonna give you three shots. And if you
what are these shots? That it goes a month for what? Like a month to link up with you, or a month to be your girl? Like a month for what?
A month to get in them buns.
Have sex sometime.
Okay.
Have the sex.
A month to get naughty.
Like 2 weeks. I'm not gonna keep trying.
You have a month to have sex.
Are you trying every day in these two weeks?
Once every day, trying to hang out.
Oh, no. I'm busy. I have plans.
Three
strikes, block her on Twitter.
And then follow her friends.
Go through her following.
Always follow her friends.
Always, that's the key.
Yeah.
And tweet them in front of everybody.
Also, to this girl, like, I took her to Wingstop, whatever. I want wings.
Let's go to Wingstop, beloved.
And we got there, and then, like, I knew it wasn't a date right away because the bitch had, like, already ordered her own wings. I was like, oh,
ooh,
that's a bad.
What kind of wings did she get? Boneless or bone in?
Boneless.
Oh.
So I think it's going to work.
What do you mean?
I mean, I like boneless.
I like boneless.
You
go to Wingstop, you want the bone in wings.
Nah. Depends on the flavor.
Yeah.
I forgot what she got. But regardless, I knew it wasn't a date.
Because you paid for them?
Yeah, she paid for it. And then she looked at me like,
well, let her go first. That's why you walk in first.
You always gotta take advantage. And then when she take her card out, you say, put that away. She gonna say, oh.
She was already there.
Oh man. Oh, I would have left. I got caught in traffic, queen.
That's what I see. I see you right there.
Now
I'm out.
Yeah, she waited for you to walk in, and then she came. She said,
oh, that's rough. That's rough.
I pretend like I didn't see you, just left.
What's her ad name?
But she was telling about some girl that took her boyfriend, and then she's like, "Yeah, you follow that girl. We're talking to her too." I was like, "Yeah, probably was." Like, you ever had a girl say,
"You said the same thing to me and my friend"?
Never.
Oh,
I guess it was just me.
I say the same thing to all of them. I got my signature go-to lines, yo. Signature memes.
I've had it where they're like, "You were just talking to my friend." I was like, "Oh."
They be talking to your friends too, though. So, exactly.
We know about that. Me and this man know about that for sure.
No comment. Eskimo brother, beloved.
It's a few times.
Beloved, do you know
AJ Franklin? That's how it
started. I'm interested in.
That happened on FaceTime yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Crazy times.
Crazy times.
Fun times. I was talking a lot about hoes. That's what we talk about on this podcast.
I love it. That's what I'm here for.
Shout out to the beloveds, bitches, and hoes.
Shout out to the beloveds out there holding it down. You know, that's the slogan: beloveds, bitches, and hoes. Yup.
Yeah, no, that could be a shirt.
In the words of Cameron, you just gotta ask your girl what the plan is. Just ask her what the plan is. If she can't give you an answer, forget about it. It's over. It's over.
Yeah. It ain't gonna work.
Let's talk about, some music, man. Quick.
Yeah.
What y'all working on? I dropped
Gucci Durag Chronicles 2. I appreciate it. I'm dropping an EP on my birthday, December 26th. It's called Oh My Gosh, Is That AJ Bray?
It is.
Coming out December 26th.
He's back.
December 26th.
Wow.
Where can they find you on SoundCloud
at? AJ Bray Music. Pornhub, AJ Bray Music, all that.
How'd you get verified on Pornhub?
Basically, what you gotta do, I talked to the Pornhub people and I was like, I want to get verified. And they said, okay, you gotta send us a picture with your name like written on a piece of paper, holding it up with your face too, so they know it's you. Mm-hmm. I send my information in. It's like a mugshot, no shirt on. So I just sent my picture in, and then I got my blue check.
Nice.
How easy is that?
How easy is that? I'm gonna do this. Like, what are you doing? Someone told me to send you this.
You're like, who's this?
Like, yeah. Yeah,
this is a black one. Oh, okay. What's y'all's favorite porn site? Yo? Y'all Pornhub guys?
Pornhub.
X videos.
I like X videos. I like Red Tube used to be fire back in the day.
I'm gonna put y'all on. Everybody watching this, I'm gonna put y'all on.
That's freaky.
No.
It's all about
FUQ.com. And I'm gonna tell you, they got the categories right. You click on the category. Then it got the videos from all the websites. Mm-hmm. So it'll be like the stuff from X videos, the stuff from Pornhub. It's like a search engine for porn.
Yeah.
FUQ.com. Don't
it's
sleep.
Google for porn.
Yep, don't sleep on it.
I don't fuck with like amateur porn.
I like amateur porn. Like,
I've seen some YouTubers, like, some female
amateur.
YouTubers that.
Yeah, no, you got to.
Straight up.
I don't like watching the same porn stars.
Like, I like watching them upcoming.
I don't watch
them
like.
I can support an upcoming.
It depends on the angle. I'm a big angle guy.
Amateur shit, like, suck like whole nother type shit. Random shit.
But I don't like when it's just like one angle, like at a hotel room bed,
random,
like.
Random.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not either.
I love the POV. I like
nah,
the POV.
My dick normally doesn't match up
it's
to
random,
the other guy.
It's random.
You don't even know her face, like, just.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she turned around, it's a dude. Like,
I'm
like, oh, what is this? You already nutted. Wait, am I gay?
Hey, that's very personal.
Nah, I don't do the POV. I do the, I like the webcam models, bro. Like, my favorite ones. Like, they hold it down because you never know what's coming next. I like unpredictability. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Like business.
Changing porn star names and shit. For sure. That's funny
you said,
can I
jack off?
Am I gay?
Like, what?
Like,
have you ever done that? Like, shit,
are
you ready for the right
the
moment to jack off to come?
Yeah,
I'm about to
do
all my
good
thing. Oh, shit,
this
guy's
ass. You got to, so it's like, yeah, it's like, ah,
nah,
I can't do it today. Like, I know only I'm going
to
know, but I'm going to
know,
you know what I'm saying? No one's going to
know about this happened, though.
Yeah. That's why I like the, lesbian porn, you know what I'm saying? No mistakes.
Hey,
I hear a lot of guys say that, but I'm about it.
I'm about it too. I like the stepsister one.
I need somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. True. She come in there. Your dad's on vacation.
Obviously, the plastic couch ones.
Cash is a good one.
I can go through 1,000 to 5,000
I like the pawn shop.
The pawn shop is a shit.
My favorite one's the Border Patrol.
No.
It's all Latinas. It's all Latinas. So it's like, well, we'll let you go if you put in a little work.
No, the very classic.
That's
one,
all I have to do to get to America.
Classic.
Which one?
The Bang Bus.
The Bang Bus.
The Bang Bus.
That's a good one.
Classic.
Right now, I watch a lot of Bang Bus,
actually.
Damn.
Bang Bus is the good
one. I used to have a password from someone on Twitter. They gave me that
play. You run out of time with Bang Bus.
So that's why I found the porn stars. As soon as the shit dropped, so from my Twitter. Juno Valentino had like 300 followers. The first season,
yeah.
Followers found that. Then boom. Okay.
See, I'm
doing,
a little different.
How's
I don't like.
No, this girl told me that. She said she made 3 videos with Bang Bros. They paid $1,000 each.
Dang, so she only made 3 racks for 3 videos?
She only made 3 racks for a video on
Bang
Bros.
How was your throw,
beloved? Bro, I swear, I was like, how'd you even, like, find this? She said she'd be, like, Craigslist. So it was a Craigslist ad. Because
she only had 300 followers, so this one, like, every video she put out, he was checking up on her.
Yeah.
Cancel that video.
She's checking up, bro.
That was the first one. It was a classic one. And I asked her, like, how'd you even find this? She's like, it was a Craigslist ad. I'm like, damn. It's just why I paid $1,000 for it.
That's
y'all like y'all porn with
that's
a story?
I like a good little story.
I like a story first. I need background. I can't just go straight into it.
I think that's you growing up getting older. Like you want,
yeah.
You want some, you know.
That's you wouldn't know. That's experience
like,
porn.
Exactly. So it's like I need a story. Like yeah. Why is she? Why is she there?
That's why I love the castle ones because those. How old
are you? Like, when you have your kids, you're so much of a point, you
that's all.
Bro, I remember one time I was in the deep trenches of Pornhub and I saw a video. It was a casting couch video. And they were like, where are you from? And the girl said San Antonio. And they said, what part? And she said Converse. And I died, bro. I don't know who it was. I had never seen her before. She's pretty bad. Like, I finished the video, so. she was Latina, too.
And we might know her.
I've been waiting for the moment. She's probably live on Marbach, bro. I wouldn't doubt it.
I've been waiting for the moment. I see a girl I follow on a porno. I've been waiting.
Yeah, I went to Texas State. There's a few porn stars at Texas State.
Crazy.
That's legit.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw one. I had to turn it on. It scared the fuck out
of me. Did you knew?
Because you knew it?
Nah, it was just, it was in my bijou, so I saw it. But I wasn't expecting that. She's with her boyfriend, then her mom, then his mom walks in, and all three of them start doing
what?
It.
What? Crazy. Oh, wait, what?
I turned that one off.
What?
Is it why?
It was supposedly his mom.
That's that taboo porn.
It was, yeah,
yeah, I don't be watching that. I'll do the taboo.
Stepmom.
That's the only ones I watch is stepmom. I can't do the real mom. Because
they have a fine line. They won't do certain things like that. Like, I'm horny. They know that this is too much. So they won't do that.
It's probably a stepmom.
Yeah,
like,
they
wouldn't
do that.
I've seen it got some real mom ones. I've seen the thumbnails. I don't click on them, but I've seen the thumbnails. You know what I'm saying?
Like, fucks their blood side.
Yeah, I stay away from those.
Nah, but the stepmom one, it was like, damn, maybe you're good, baby. It's, oh, yeah, mom. I was like,
yeah, but that's weird. Yeah, you can't do that one, bro.
Yeah,
you can't
do that. Off, bro.
Do you think it's different if it's a dad and daughter? Since we're guys.
There's a lot of those like that.
Have you seen those ones about the dad and the daughter? And then, like, another dad and another daughter? They
yeah,
they
yeah, that's off. Weird. And that's right weird. That's like a little weird, I think.
That's
weird.
Too much.
I'm speechless right
now. Once again, I get the trenches.
That's deep in the trenches.
I don't think I'd be in the
when
trenches.
When you're deep in the drought.
Oh, you need to get in the trenches, bro. Sometimes you got to.
When you're in the drought, when you're deep.
Is that first 10 pages they be showing?
Sometimes I get bored, bro. So I just be like, man, what could I find? Like, sometimes it's like a hentai day, you know what I'm saying? Like the midgets, you know what I'm saying? BBW. You never know.
Hentai. Hey, the hentai.
Look at watching Lois.
Yeah, they cool, bro. I'm a big anime fan.
Look at watching Lois.
We watching the Family Guy ones. He like, man, give me Meg. She throw that head back.
He's bored. He's chilling.
Wow.
Peter be knocking him down, bro.
That's hilarious.
What's up?
Any last words? Get up out of here.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Shout out to the Latinas.
Shout out.
My girlfriend's Puerto Rican, so shout out to her too.
Shout out to her.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's my girlfriend too. Shout out.
Hope she's not here this podcast.
Nah, she's cool, man. Yeah. She understands.
Should follow me on Twitter.
Dingo Johnson.
Dingo
Johnson.
Yo. Look me up on YouTube.
Sounds like a porn name.
DAJ Bray. Shout out all my beloveds. Shout out all my wives. All one of them.
Shout out.
Every single one.
Shout out my baby mama.
Shout out right now.
Stop.
SMPODM.
Yes.
Yeah, SODMG. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. CG Boys. My boy, Soulja Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Game.